Ready to rumble? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the GTS Report podcast, the podcast for WWE fans. Here's your host, Mike, who's not the least bit British. He just loves the accents enough to pay for this voiceover. Let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome to a random last minute recording of the GTS Report podcast. Just had the itch on the drive home from work to record a bit, so gonna bring you a little something something right now. You can find us on Twitter at GTS_report. You can find us on Facebook and Patreon by looking up GTS Report as well. And of course, as always, you can find the actual blog over at gtsreport.blogspot.com. Now, I mean, I mentioned Patreon to you guys, but one other thing is, I'm sure there's no way conceivable that I'm the first podcast you've ever listened to. So chances are you've heard this before. But, you know, you can catch us on Google Play, you can catch us on SoundCloud, you can catch us on iTunes, and whenever you hear a podcast mention iTunes, you know what's coming. I would so greatly appreciate a review of some kind. I mean, preferably good, but whatever. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Beggars can't be choosers. We'd just love some attention. So, if you could, give me a review. Grab your mom's phone, log on to her iTunes, give me a review. She doesn't know any better. So, God knows she's not listening. But, yeah, so obviously, it's a big help for me. I'm just trying to get this thing going here, just trying to get off the ground. So, I mean, and help me to help you. How's that sound? But so that's it for my hopes and prayers. But kind of just wanted to get a impromptu podcast here out here to you. It's probably not going to be too long, but it's better than nothing. But I kind of wanted to talk about this whole roster shakeup that we got going on here. It's going to happen on Monday night. I will be in attendance. I'll be in the building. It's pretty exciting for me as I was at the last Raw that was at the Nassau Coliseum before they shut it down. And now I'm going to be back at the first Raw at the Coliseum after it's been renovated. So, a little cool moment for yours truly. And got the message today that the tickets were on the way. So I should have those by Saturday, and we'll see where I'm sitting. Hopefully I get some good seats. Generally tend to whenever my guy comes through. So it's gonna be a good time. I'm looking forward to this. Pretty exciting that I get the Superstar Shake-Up show. I mean, there's the report out there today. I mean, I'm reading it on pwpix.net, but chances are if you do any kind of if you're doing anything on Twitter with wrestling, I'm sure you've seen this report as well, elsewhere probably, but they're saying that for the Superstar Shake-Up, they're saying that the key moves are going to be AJ Styles to Raw and New Day to SmackDown. Now, if you read my piece over at gtsreport.blogspot.com, then you would know that I'm on that same sort of wavelength with them. That's kind of what I was thinking as well. I'm sorry, that's gtsreport.blogspot.com. So, you know that I'm on that same kind of wavelength there. I mean, AJ Styles' name has been mentioned a bunch. And like I had been saying on the last podcast and like I've been writing about, AJ deserves to be on Raw. He is the best wrestler in the company. So, you know, all due respect to SmackDown, you tend to put your best foot forward on Monday night. And, I mean, there's no better first foot forward from a male singles competition than AJ Styles. So, but with that, segue into being the most important male competitor to being the most polished female competitor, singles competitor, is Charlotte. And there's the rumor there is that there could be a move between her and Alexa Bliss, which would be somewhat surprising to me. I mean, I am probably one of the bigger Alexa Bliss supporters that you're going to find. I think she's done wonders in the ring since really going full-fledged heel since her rivalry with Becky Lynch had started and ended up with her winning the Women's Championship at TLC last winter. But I think she's so good, and I think she's a great heel. I mean, if you watch SmackDown when she invokes her rematch clause, not even so much the wrestling, but just playing up the heel angle. I mean, just the yelling and the screaming and like throwing a fit at the referee because he's counting. Just stuff that a good heel does. And it was, you know, fortunately she didn't win the match. But you know what? If she's going to be moving on to Raw, then I'm quite okay with that. I think this move is obviously more of a compliment to Alexa's success rather than a knock on Charlotte by any means. I think Charlotte going to SmackDown will just make people want to tune in that much more, because you know she's gonna walk right in. She's gonna take that title right off Naomi. Because all due respect to Naomi, she's no Charlotte. So you're gonna get Charlotte winning that, and then let's get ourselves a couple months of Becky Lynch and Charlotte magic. I mean, I think it speaks for everybody when I say I'm down with that. And then for Alexa Bliss, I mean, you know, it's cool. It'd be interesting to see, because I was saying in my GTS report about potential moves. I mean, one of my moves that I suggested was I had suggested Sasha Banks going to SmackDown. And I had said if she stayed on Raw, though, she should probably go heel. But I don't know now. Do you keep her face so you're not outnumbered with faces, you know, so the faces aren't outnumbered on the flagship show? Because I think Alexa's too good of a heel right now, at least. I mean, listen, if we're comparing Sasha and Alexa as heels, obviously Sasha's going to win, but Sasha's not a heel right now. And most of the WWE fan base doesn't know Sasha as a heel. It's only those NXT enthusiasts that would know her as such. So I think if Alexa goes to Raw, I think he keeps Sasha as a face for now, I suppose. Unless you just want Bayley to be a woman on an island. But that's the cool stuff about this roster shakeup, is it gives you an opportunity to really kind of think into not so much the moves that could potentially happen, but the impact that they have on the shows and what they may mean for other characters. So I think New Day moving to SmackDown, that's been discussed a lot too, and that's a no-brainer. Like I was saying in my report, Enzo and Big Cass are way, way over. Fans love them, no matter how that they lose every single goddamn match that they're in. The fans love them. Their promo goal as far as cleverness and making the fans laugh. So I think you could afford to lose New Day. I mean, I actually wonder if you can afford to lose another tag team to SmackDown to really try and just liven that up. Because I've been saying nonstop that the tag teams on SmackDown is the worst that WWE has to offer. It's worse than 205. It's worse than anything Raw's putting out there. So that SmackDown tag team title picture needs some rejuvenation. The Usos need some competition until Alpha Male can really get. They just need a bit more of an edge to them. I think they need a bit more work on the main roster. But, I mean, they're polished, don't get me wrong. I'm speaking more to the not in-ring competition, but just carrying a program and making it intense. So, but we'll see. You know, it sounds like New Day is on the way. So, and then from there, I mean, there was the talk that they were going to move Roman to SmackDown, but that sense has now, it looks like now he may stay on the main show on Monday nights, which that's what you get, you fans. You guys boom for 15 minutes. Vince McMahon says, shit, I'm not moving this guy. So looks like he's going to be staying on Raw, but we'll see if there's any, you know, it's Thursday, and there's been last-minute changes on many of occasions. They could change their mind multiple times between now and Monday night when they actually announce these things, so we'll see what happens from there. You know, obviously SmackDown was good. It was cool to see because Raw is always notoriously known for being, you know, the Raw after Mania, so special show. So it was cool to see SmackDown kind of get in the mix too and do some good things. I mean, obviously everybody's going to point to Shinsuke Nakamura coming up. You wish you would have seen him in action, but, you know, that's coming soon. And for those folks on social media, you can find it if you look for it hard enough. He did have a dark match after SmackDown against Dolph Ziggler. So Dolph Ziggler, once again, you know, just give him a reason to go out there and get buried. I don't understand what that guy did, but whatever. So yeah, Ty Dillinger obviously was a big move. I think he's gonna be a cool guy to watch when it comes towards the summer as far as possible Money in the Bank, or, you know, maybe not Money in the Bank, maybe that's too far ahead, but also just Intercontinental title picture. You know, I think him and Baron Corbin can do some good things because, you know, Dean's going to drop that title, which leads me into the street fight match, which the street fight match was the reply by Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose to WWE officials about getting moved to the kickoff show. That was their reply. So they had time to work, and they put on one hell of a show. It was a brutal show. And you know what? It just makes their next match, because you know what's coming, obviously. Baron won, so now Baron's got to get a shot at the belt, which is likely going to come at the next pay-per-view. It's just there's a little more excitement behind it. There's a little more juice behind their matchup. I mean, there should have been to begin with, whatever, but now there's really going to be some juice there. And I think Corbin's great. I still think that he needs some work on the mic. He still needs to get a little better with that. But man, if he gets that with his build and the way he moves and the way he fights and the way he's able to get physical in those street fight type of matches, you could see him in the main title picture down the road. I mean, maybe not in 2017, but, you know, there's no reason why he can't start to elevate himself into that picture sooner rather than later. So, I mean, those were the main things from SmackDown. Those were the main takeaways. The Miz, I don't know what they're doing with him now. He came out to talk trash about Cena, who's not even around, after losing to Cena, which I don't understand. And then Shinsuke comes out and does his little dance, and Miz is he's nowhere to be found. So I hope they don't make the Miz the first guy on SmackDown programming to get his ass handed to him by Nakamura, because that's just the beginning of falling down the card for no good reason whatsoever. So hopefully the Miz finds himself a new feud, or hell, maybe he even gets over to Raw. Maybe if they move, you gotta figure that if some of these big chips from SmackDown are gonna move, and if Roman's not gonna move, somebody from Raw has got to go over there. It's just a matter of who. I mean, the only guy I could think of is, do you move Seth Rollins over there? I mean, you're not moving Finn. He just came back. Rollins kind of ended things with his feud with Triple H, and it looks like Triple H and Stephanie are going to be off of programming for a little bit now with Kurt Angle being around. So what's the next storyline for Seth Rollins? What's there? You know, I mean, you could say that about a lot of these faces now because the deadbeat title holder Brock Lesnar is taking another break, and we probably won't see him till the summertime. So, I mean, but again, I just don't think they're going to move Finn right now to SmackDown. They just got him back now. They're going to cash in on that. So, maybe you can move Rollins over there. Maybe you could. And that could be some interesting feuds. You can get him in the mix with the Wyatts there. One move I wanted to talk about, and I was going to write a piece about it, but God's honest, I got busy at work today and didn't have time to do it. So I may still write the piece anyway for those who don't listen to the podcast. But one guy who I think should move, and hear me out now, because you're going to want to turn this off when you hear it, because who cares about the name, but Bo Dallas. And shit, you may not even know what show Bo Dallas is on, but I can tell you he's on Raw. And I think he should move to SmackDown. I think it's a good move for him. And, I mean, you should know why. I can't be the only guy to have ever thought of this. But Bo Dallas should be in the Wyatt family. He should. Can we all just agree that the Bo-leave gimmick is not believable? It's not beloved. It's not believable. It's an abomination. It's awful. It's not working. Guy's not even on TV. I mean, I was surprised to even look up and find out that he was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Surprised he even got that far. So, and I mean, there was that incident with Bo Dallas at the airport where he got in trouble for being a little too intoxicated, got kicked off a flight. And normally that would kind of bury guys down a card for a little bit and they'd have to work their way back up. But Bo Dallas was already buried in the card before that happened. So you're not doing anything with him. And I think he could be better utilized over with the Wyatt family. Because another thing about the Wyatt family, I know everybody thinks they're cool. They put on the lights and everybody is the creepy music and whatnot. But, like, for real, though, is it just me or are we all waiting for Luke Harper to turn his back on Orton and rejoin the Wyatt family? Because that's just what they do. They're just continuously recycled, you know? It's like Bray Wyatt's the bad boyfriend, the bad ex-boyfriend, but the girls keep crawling back. The very ugly girls in Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Every time they leave, they eventually come back. You saw Eric Rowan return from his injury on SmackDown, make his return, so now he's back in the picture. I mean, are you really just going to continuously do the conveyor belt of just those two guys joining the Wyatt family and leaving? I think you need somebody else in there. And I think, you know, they're talking about this, what is it, the House of Horrors match or the Horror match, you know, whatever this match is going to be called. I mean, whatever they're going to do to raise the bar, which will be kind of interesting to see. Especially, I mean, you're talking about a horror match and you're talking about the type of content WWE puts out there now. It's not the Attitude Era anymore, so you got to wonder what kind of match they're going to have. But picture this. Picture if you get, like, that main event at a pay-per-view. And obviously, you know, Eric Rowan's going to come down. He's going to get involved. And, you know, let's just imagine he comes down. He gets taken out by Luke Harper. Luke Harper gets taken out by Bray Wyatt. Then it's Orton. The ref is down, you know. The ref's down and out. Ref gets hit, you know, by however means a ref usually gets hit. Accidental or non-accidental. And Orton is about to deliver an RKO, and all of a sudden the lights go out. And they come on, and there's this mysterious figure who's dressed like a Wyatt, but he's not over 6'7". He's not Rowan, and he's not Harper. It's Bo Dallas. And he's completely decked out in Wyatt gear. And he takes the Orton, and then Bray turns out to win the belt back. And the Wyatt family's alive and well with a new member. Almost rejuvenated. Not that they need a rejuvenation right now, but it's just something to just keep the fires burning over with the Wyatts. So I think that's a good move for him, because what else are you going to do with him? And you got to get somebody else over on the Wyatts soon, right? I mean, there's money to be made there to make that an actual stable, an actual faction, like a group. I mean, I know Vince doesn't normally do those sorts of things. I mean, how many groups or factions have you seen since the Shield? You know, not too many. I mean, besides New Day, there's not a ton of three-man groups around that are actually relevant. So that's my two cents of a move that will probably not happen. And you know what? Even if you did have a Bo Dallas move to SmackDown, I mean, you wouldn't announce it probably because it's not worth announcing. They should just do that under the table and have him just show up at a SmackDown pay-per-view. So, we'll see. But that's pretty much it for today. I mean, again, this was a short, sweet, impromptu podcast. I didn't know I was going to do one. Just felt like getting one out to you guys. So, if you guys want, you guys can hit me up on Twitter at @GTS_report. You guys can also go ahead and find me on Facebook, find me on Patreon by looking up GTS Report. I am there. I'm really honest to God, I'm not a hard man to find. You can also take a look at our blog. We have our boy Nathan put out a pretty good piece on Drew McIntyre being the rechosen one, potentially, hopefully, praying, which you saw he was on NXT last night. but you can check that out along with several other articles at gtsreport.blogspot.com. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'll be getting another podcast out to you guys next week, maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday morning. So we'll see how the week plays out, but I will be at Raw again this week checking it out. So watch for me on social media as I'll probably tweet out a couple pictures. I'll be doing some live tweeting during the show. So if you want to check that out, tell a friend. And please hook a brother up. Go on to iTunes. Give me a review. Listen, Roman delivered a good promo in just 5 words. Maybe you can give me a good review in just 5 words. Don't say no right away. Sleep on it. Think about it. Mull it over. Either way, it's been a pleasure having you. Hope you guys enjoyed this, even though it was brief. It's better than nothing. And just looking forward to this roster shakeup, and I'll see you guys on the social media somewhere, all right? Have yourselves a good weekend. A weekend without a truckload of wrestling. And feel free, again, to give me some love on social media. Spread the word to your friends, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys later, okay? All right, cheers.